Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support. I'm Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. We're going to start out the show with a gentleman who has been on once before. He is a man who I have an awful lot of respect for, Walter B. Jones, Jr. Congressman Jones is the U.S. representative for North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District, and he's had that office since 1995. He is also, obviously, a member of the Republican Party and a very close friend of Ron Paul's. Congressman Jones, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Al, thank you for those kind words and the introduction, and I'm delighted to be on your show. And like you, I'm a great supporter and a person who really appreciates Ron Paul. I wish we had more like Ron Paul.
Well, I tell you, I had the opportunity to chat with him in person when I was in New York last week, and I had the privilege of introducing him when he gave a keynote speech at a conference that I spoke at. And, Congressman, I have to tell you, he is, in my opinion, one great American. I want to start out with chatting a little bit right now about what's going on with the Internal Revenue Service. It would appear, according to some reports that are coming out, one as recently as on Thursday, that the IRS hearings are going to uncover a major assault on the First Amendment. Here's a direct quote from a report that I had. Quote, for several years during the Obama administration, numerous conservative organizations vehemently complained that they were targeted and harassed by the Internal Revenue Service. Tea Party groups were not granted tax-exempt status before the 2012 election was over, while many pro-Obama groups were given relatively rapid recognition. Congressman, I have read accounts of this situation from both sides of the street. I have read the accounts in the New York Times, I've read the accounts in the Wall Street Journal, and of course a number of other sources. I would have to say that in spite of what the New York Times has reported, or initially reported, I guess, I think that the administration is in trouble here. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a strong possibility that they could be in trouble, and I do support these hearings, and I believe that they are absolutely necessary if we're going to protect the civil rights of the American people. And so therefore, I do support. I'm not on the committees of jurisdiction, as you know, I'm on the Armed Services Committee, but I do think that any time that the federal government believes that it is their responsibility and they have the authority to go into our private lives or the lives of groups like liberal or right, it doesn't matter to me. If it's a left group, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And I think that the Republican Party, and there's some Democrats who agree that on this IRS issue, that we should look into it and try to get to the bottom of the problem. And I think we have an obligation to the American people. This is their government, and it's not Congress. It's the people's government, and the people that I know are like Ron Paul and myself and you, Al, and that believes that we don't need the federal government to be trying to listen to our phone calls and the federal government trying to go into our private lives and our public lives if we are a 501c3 or 4.
Congressman, I have to agree with you 100%. You know, another article that came out on Thursday that was covered by the Washington Post was entitled, "A Special Prosecutor in the IRS Matter is Inevitable." Ed Rogers wrote this article. Here's another quote. "This administration's management of the Obama Internal Revenue Service scandal so far consists of a slow-walking, rolling disclosure of facts, equal parts equivocation, amnesia, and indignation from IRS witnesses, deer in the headlights, non-responses by the White House press secretary, parsed lawyerly statements from the president himself, and now one of the central key players is taking the Fifth Amendment." This is coming from the Washington Post, sir.
Well, Al, I think the previous administration was bad enough, but this administration is worse, to be honest with you. I went to the federal courts with Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich when President Obama decided to bomb Libya without any provocation from the Libyans. I did not come to Congress, and this administration, in my humble opinion, for whatever reason, just does not think that the Constitution, that they have any responsibility to the Constitution. And that, again, is why I think they're making these horrible mistakes and violating the civil rights and the constitutional rights of the American people. And again, I don't care if it's a Republican president or a Democrat president. We all should live by the Bible and the Constitution.
I agree 100%. You know, I've often asked myself the question, and I've asked guests on this show over the past, I don't know, gosh, 15, 20 years. You know, you bring up the Bible, and my comment right. consistently is, life would be so simple if we just lived and learned the lessons taught, quite frankly, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Boy,
all of this would be totally irrelevant, don't you think?
Well, Al, there's no question about it. I am very strong in my faith. Obviously, you are from your comments. And to me, the Constitution is a sacred document.
Sure.
The most sacred document in our country is the Bible. But those two are very sacred documents. And when I see a president, and I go back to Bush, the war in Iraq was very unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have to fight that war. And yet, there were no hearings held. There should have been hearings held about that issue. But now, Obama is the president, and we are holding hearings, and I think we have every right to hold the hearings because, again, if you don't live by the Bible first, if you're not a Bible-type person, and then you've got to live by the Constitution. If you lose those two sacred documents, you have no country.
I agree 100%, sir. Let me ask you another question that I think is, you know, very, very germane to all of this. Going back to the Bush administration, and I have to say I voted for President Bush in the first election, okay, because I really, really didn't care for his opponent. Having said that, just my personal opinion, but having said that, I did not vote for President Bush in the second election because I felt that the direction that he was taking the country, specifically with the situation in Iraq, was very, very definitely wrong. Now, I made the comment on the show that there, in my mind, was a possibility that the comment about the weapons of mass destruction, or the action and comment about the weapons of mass destruction, could have been an honest mistake on the part of the government. I got absolutely lambasted, sir, from my listeners for even thinking that thought. Do you think that could have been a mistake?
I will tell you that I think the justification for the war in Iraq was manufactured.
Yeah.
I think that the advisors to the president, Mr. Cheney included, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, I think that all these people with the neocons, Pearl, Wolfowitz, and all of them, I think that they manipulated the intelligence to justify a war that never had to be fought. Never had to be fought. There were no weapons of mass destruction. That was all manufactured, and then they decided, if you remember, that no, we're going to build a democracy in Iraq. And look at Iraq today. They had over 440 people killed last week.
Yeah.
It is in total civil war. Saddam was an evil man, but at one time he was our evil man.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot, as a country, we can't even pay our own bills without borrowing the money from the Chinese and the Japanese. Why should we be going to all, this is why I'm like Ron Paul 100%. Why should we be going to all these countries trying to build empires in these worlds that don't even want to be us to begin with?
You know, I got to tell you, birds of a feather flock together. I mean, no, I agree 1,000%. You know, and that comes in, that brings up another subject that I think is part of what I would define as being the three-ring circus right now. The three-ring circus really that's going on in my mind in our country, number one, is the IRS situation, which I think is despicable. And interestingly enough, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, a couple of guys who I think are pretty liberal in their thinking, have said this is the worst scandal in their opinions. They were on record as saying that last weekend. Worst scandal in their opinion since Watergate. And I would have to agree. I would have to say that it is easily, I mean, if the allegations are true, it's easily as bad as the situation in Watergate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick break here for a quick commercial break on our stations, and we are going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 24th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,393.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,429.12, $714.56 for a half ounce, or $357.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,429.12, $714.56, and $357.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I feel honored this weekend in that we're starting out the show with Congressman Walter Jones. In my opinion, a true American, definitely of the same caliber, cut from the same cloth as our mutual friend, Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman Jones, I have a question for former sure. Congressman Ron Paul. Sir, I have a question for you. The situation in Benghazi, we had people killed over there. We had military military personnel who were told to stand down. In my opinion, I think that is an action that is absolutely despicable, and I think that this really goes hand in hand with what you and how you and Congressman Paul feel about the situation of us trying to stick our noses in affairs where we really don't need to be. What are your comments on Benghazi, sir?
Well, my comments are that's the reason that Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and two other Democrats and one other Republican joined six of us, went to the federal courts with Jonathan Turley. We had met with Jonathan Turley. He's a law professor at George Washington University and well known for his constitutional understanding. And we felt like we had an issue because we felt that this was a violation of the Constitution. And however, when we went to the courts again, as they've done too many times, said, no, this is an issue of the power of the purse. And Congress has the power of the purse. And Al, that's baloney because this is, I'm not a lawyer, but this is strictly the Constitution says that Congress shall declare war.
Mm-hmm.
The president should never, no matter who it is, bypass. So therefore, I'll go back to your point on Benghazi. If he had not bombed Libya, we would not have lost four great Americans.
Right.
But here we go, and this was your point just a moment ago, and this is certainly Ron Paul's point. Why in the world do we think that we have been ordained by God to create democracies around the world? It has never happened. Rome tried to build empires around the world. They failed, and the Spanish did. The French tried to do the same thing. And here we go again. We're just repeating a failed policy of the past. It doesn't make any sense. Benghazi, I do support the investigation. I think it's extremely important to know how high did that get. Did it get to the President of the United States? Did it go to the Secretary? Did she make some final decision? And I think we're doing the right thing. I really do. We just need to handle it not as a political issue, but as a policy issue.
I have to tell you, I agree 100% on that. I have found it amazing over the years, and you know, this really started a long, long time ago, but I found it really interesting how the United States is trying to build an empire in areas where, quite frankly, the majority of the people in those areas, you know, even though supposedly, you know, the U.S. is well-intentioned, I mean, but that's not true. I really believe that's not true, that we are well-intentioned. I think, quite frankly, there's only one reason, sir, that we're involved in the Middle East, and that's, as you know, as our mutual friend said, and that's Dr. Paul,
right.
He said, Al, it's all about the oil. I mean, it's got nothing to do with anything else. It's got nothing to do with establishing democracies. It's got nothing to do with trying to help the poor women who are, you know, supposedly being beaten consistently, you know, by their husbands or what have you. I mean, it's got nothing to do with any of that stuff. I would maintain that the government could care less. It's all about the oil.
Al, I think you're right. I think Dr. Paul's right. I mean, it's all an economic reason, and this being oil in this case that we're speaking. That we always seem to want to go into these countries. And who was it in the Bush administration said, oh, don't worry about it. The oil from Iraq will pay for all the costs of the war. That's BS. Excuse my English, but that is BS. Because
right.
you can go on and look on the website right now. It's a running total of what we're spending in money in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's well over $1.4 trillion. I mean, we are financially broke. People don't have jobs in America. We have got to stop, and I will tell you this, I'm on a bill with Barbara Lee. She's one of the most liberal members of Congress. We've done two or three news conferences lately about getting out of Afghanistan. But let me tell you that we want to repeal the Force of Action Agreement that Mr. Bush got in 2001, because that's exactly what Obama is living by, is that force action,
yeah.
That he can go into these other countries and bomb them, and I'm on this bill. I'm trying to get other Republicans to join me, and if Ron Paul was in Congress today, he would join me as well,
yep.
To say that we need to repeal that Force of Action Agreement.
All I can say to that, sir, is amen. Let's flip to another subject real
sure.
quick here, and,
yes,
that, and that is, you know, I'm looking at the interaction between the federal government right now, the Justice Department, and the media, and boy, I got to tell you, I think a fight was picked there that the government cannot win regardless. Right. I mean, we got the liberal media. They're coming out and saying this is baloney. What are your comments on that, sir?
Well, I agree that this is just as critical as the investigations of the Internal Revenue Service or the Benghazi situation. I mean, when I heard what was happening, I believe it was AP, the first thing I thought was that if I could advise the president, I would ask Mr. Holder to step down. Because we need a top cop in this country, and I don't think we have a top cop with Attorney General Holder. I think Eric Holder it needs to step down, and let's get a new face, and let's get some energy in that Attorney General's office, and let's try to clean up this mess that we have here in America.
Tell me why you don't think he's qualified for the job, sir.
Well, because I think of the inaction.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you that I cannot believe that from Fast and Fury to these other issues, and that probably started under Bush, let's be fair about that.
Yeah.
But the point is that I don't see any energy in that office, particularly with all these scandals that are breaking. Now, certainly he's got nothing to do with Benghazi. I understand that. But I don't know. I know in my lifetime, and I'm 70 now, in my lifetime, I have certainly seen some strong attorney generals.
Yeah.
And I just want someone that I can look up to and say, by God, he's going to live by the laws that he's got to enforce. I don't feel that about Mr. Holder. I have nothing against him individually. And I look at some of the things that he suggested to the President Clinton about some of the people that they had in prison that they wanted to give pardons to. I won't go back to that. It's too long ago. But my thinking is in this time of chaos in our government, we need to have new faces.
You know, I don't think we have a choice, and the reason I say that is because if you look at the last two administrations, you know, counting the current administration and then going back to the Bush administration, I think, quite frankly, that some real deviant roads, for lack of better terms, have been taken. Now, I will say this, and this is just an opinion, and then we're going to take a short break here, and I'm going to get you back to talk about one final thing, but
sure.
I will say this. I simply cannot support the direction that I believe President Obama would like to see this country go in. And I have been aware of what I feel is that direction, quite frankly, since I read his book, The Audacity of Hope. I find it very, very interesting that the President of the United States wrote a book with that name. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Still chatting with Congressman Walter Jones. You know, I got to tell you, the more I chat with this gentleman, the more respect I have for him. Not that I didn't have respect from day one, sir, but, you know, your views are, I find, to be not only refreshing, but also incredibly valuable. We have a situation going on right now, sir, that you're involved in dealing with some expenditures in Afghanistan that we were going to talk about. Can you elaborate on that?
Yep. Two things very quickly. We had a press conference a week ago with the gentleman. I can get him on your show, and I would suggest that. Douglas Wissing, Doug Issing, wrote the book Funding the Enemy. The subtitle of Funding the Enemy, and he was embedded over there for 4 years before writing the book, is how the U.S. taxpayers are funding the Taliban to buy weapons to kill Americans. How ridiculous and crazy and sad is that? I want to get him on your show, but we'll work on that when I get off your show. But I would tell you that you need to have him on because he would tell you just how bad it is. In addition to that, a week ago, the New York Times broke the story where the CIA, admitted that for over 10 years, they've been giving Karzai tens of millions of dollars in cash. In cash. Plus, we're spending $8 billion a month. Wake up, America. Bring our troops home, save their life, save their legs, and stop wasting money in Afghanistan. You won't change one thing. History has shown us no one will ever change Afghanistan.
Well, the French found that out, the Russians found that out, and we're going to find that out also if we haven't already.
No, Al, real quickly, I'm up here fighting across the aisle with the fact that this president is signing a bilateral a strategic agreement with Afghanistan to stay there 10 years after 2014, continue to spend money and have at least 10 to 15,000 Americans walking the roads to get their legs blown off. Wake up, America. Wake up, America, and demand Congress to stop spending money in Afghanistan.
Congressman Jones, here's the question. What's the rationale? And what is the rationale behind a directive like that that's causing actions like that when we've got people sleeping under bridges in the United States and starving at the same time? What the heck is going on, sir?
Al, I'm going to tell you, I started to say the word hell, excuse me, because I thought that's what you were going to say.
No.
I would tell you truthfully, this is where America is not engaged anymore. That's why I was so honored and privileged to be on your show today. I want people to wake up. It is your government. It's not a Republican government, excuse me. It's not the Democratic government. It is the people's government. And these people that you send to Washington, and I'm one of them, make them listen to you. And one thing, for goodness sakes, stop sending our young men and women over there to die, to get their legs blown off, and to spend money we don't have. Let's fix some of the problems that Al just talked about here in America.
Well, you know, Congressman Jones, it's the fact of the matter is we are sending people over there, and there really isn't any direct threat to the United States. You know, I'll tell you a funny story real quick. My
sure.
wife and I were down in New Orleans, I don't know, a couple, 3 years ago. We were having lunch in a restaurant there, and the lady who was helping us out, the waitress, was attending school. She was attending, I can't even remember what school it was in Louisiana, but she was a veteran. She was a... I believe master sergeant, and she had done two tours in the Middle East, and I believe the tours were in Afghanistan, etc. And I asked her, I mean, I'm a pretty talkative guy, and I want to know what people are thinking, because I love people. I love human nature, and I know you do. And I asked her, I said, now, are the folks over there for patriotic reasons? And this young gal got this really sad look on her face, and she said, absolutely not. She said, most of the people under my command over there were there because they really didn't have a choice. They couldn't get jobs over here. I mean, what is this world coming to, sir?
Well, Al, that's why I want you to get Douglas Swisson on your show. We're going to send you his contact information.
Please do.
Mention my name, and he'll jump right on you. You should believe me.
Sure.
This is what's sad around here. That's why we need to go back to the Constitution. We never again need to send a young man or woman to die for this country unless we follow the Constitution.
Yeah.
Declare war. And that's why, again, I spoke out against President Obama bombing Libya, creating the problems there with Benghazi. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you the truth, that this country will do a heck of a lot better. We'll feel better about ourselves, our country, and the future of this country if we go back to the two documents that you and I talked about a few minutes ago, the Bible and the Constitution.
I agree 1,000%. I mean, there's no way, in my opinion, that the direction provided by those two documents can even come close to being forgotten, for lack of better terms, or disregarded, or what have you. Now, we have a situation right now where, you know, I called it a three-ring circus earlier, and I think that your comment about what's going on in Afghanistan and the money we're spending really falls into one of those rings, and that ring being initially defined by myself as being Benghazi, but I'd have to enlarge that to be the Middle East. Okay, we got three really bad situations on our hands. Okay, Number one, the situation with the IRS. Number two, the situation with the Associated Press reporters. And number three, the Middle East. In your opinion, how's all this going to shake out? I mean, you know, the administration has another couple years left or thereabouts, a little more. How's this all going to shake out, sir, in your opinion?
Well, Al, I think it depends over the next few weeks what the committees of jurisdiction discover. I think it's too early right now to say that there's going to be a change in administration or there's not going to be a change in administration. I mean, I've been working with groups. I'm trying to get the 28 pages released that Bob Graham was trying to get released when he was in the Senate about 9/11, but we won't go into that because there's not enough time. But I would tell you that the committees of jurisdiction have a lot more work to do. But if it points that this came out of the White House, then there's another need to hold hearings about the role of the president, and then we see what happens. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
That's why I think it is important that we continue to try to get to the bottom of both of these problems, all three, actually.
Yeah. Last question. To me, it's a very important question. a lot of the pundits, and I guess I'll just use Peggy Noonan as an example, have said that they don't feel that the Republican Party is going in the right direction. I'm not sure that I would agree with that, but I'd like to know what you think about that.
Well, I don't think we have the right leadership in the House. I was the one of 14 that did not vote for Mr. Boehner. I nominated David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the GAO, and your listeners might not realize this, but you don't actually have to be sitting in the Congress to be Speaker of the House. I think we need more policy leadership in the Speaker's chair, and I think that too much right now. I think we're forgetting that we need to create jobs in this country. At another time, I'd like to talk to you about Fast Track. That is an authority that is given to a president. We defeated it when President Bush was in office, or it was Clinton in 98. But anyway, Fast Track is something that we keep hearing that the president might try to ask for. That's when he totally bypasses the Constitution, bypasses Congress, and makes all these trade deals. We're going to fight that one tooth and nail. Maybe that'd be another subject in the next few weeks that you might want to talk about.
What about the possibility that by executive order he's going to decrease our nuclear arsenal?
I've actually met with Jonathan Turley. I don't know where we're going to go. The issue of presidential executive orders is a very interesting history that I went into about a year ago. You can go on GAO and get all this information, General Accounting Office. But I would tell you that the president, in my opinion, it's not even in the Constitution, but yet they have this authority. It goes back to George Washington, Al, when he wanted to get a report on the Army at the time, he issued an executive order. And ever since that, it's got legs of its own. Yeah. And I think it's a dangerous authority that any president has.
I think it's absolutely terrifying. Congressman Walter Jones, sir, I appreciate your time. You alluded to fact that you'd be willing to come back on this program. It would be an honor, sir. Thank you so much.
Al, thank you so much. This has been great. And please, God, continue to bless America and our men and women in uniforms.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
I got to say, Congressman Walter Jones is an American hero. There's no question about that. I truly appreciate having people like him able to take the time to come on our show, because I know that what he has to say is very, very valuable to our audience. It certainly is very valuable to the host of this particular program and his co-host. That would be Big Al and Jeff Dice. These guys are great Americans, to say the least. You know, I was kind of looking for a way to wrap up the first hour, and I thought of, you know, who could I get to come on and you know, talk about issues similar to this where he's had first experience. And I immediately thought of Dr. Michael Berry. Mike has been a friend of ours now for years. He is a PhD economist on a regular basis. He travels from his home on the East Coast to Washington, D.C., where he addresses members of the Federal Reserve. He is just a very, very sophisticated individual who is very level-headed, and I totally respect his opinion in terms of issues like this. Mike, what I would like to chat about with you is, it's not necessarily the political aspect of what's going on surrounding the administration right now, although I'm happy to discuss that with you, but what is really important to me and to our listeners, and I know to you and your son Chris, the economic implications of what's going on right now. I mean, it is we're seeing times in our country that in my mind are absolutely amazing. They are so crazy. And nothing the government seems to do seems to be working. You got any comments on this?
Absolutely, Al. Your point is well taken. You know, for the last 9 years, I presented at the Federal Reserve, as you mentioned, and it's a conglomeration of maybe 100 or 150 people that come to my lectures. And so I've done about 18 different times. And I've seen this happen over the time frame. You know, we had the so-called good times from sort of 2000 to 2007, and then we went through the crisis, and now we seem to be sort of in limbo in terms of the economics, let alone the politics. That's another issue that we can address another day. But we certainly have now a Federal Reserve that is going to continue the QE, quantitative easing. There are signals that are being sent out to try and suppress the commodity markets, and we've seen that time and time again. The latest one was 2 days ago, where gold was up, I think, $20, and then down another $30 in the same day. So we're seeing all sorts of things like that. The Fed is putting a lot of money out there right now. They absolutely cannot afford to not do that, and so they will continue. And yet, you know, we're still seeing strong deflationary headwinds that are working against the economy, working against fuller employment. Even the jobs that are being created are jobs that are being created for a much lower wage. We've not had real wage increases for a decade. So these are very tough times for the average American, for the university graduate, for example. Very, very tough times. The economy is sick. It's not improving nearly fast enough, and we're going to be in this for several more years at least.
Mike, you made a comment that I'd like you to elaborate on just a little bit, and that has to do with the comment that you made regarding the need for continued, as I interpreted it anyway, the need for continued quantitative easing, the need to continue to print money. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I certainly can. We have the so-called Federal Open Market Committee. That's FOMC.
Right.
And that's comprised of Fed governors and Fed presidents, and they rotate in it. And this has been a group that historically, up until about the turn of the millennium, was, you know, always behind the Fed chief, and it was always more or less unanimous. I mean, there wasn't a lot of disagreement. Since 2008, we've had an FOMC group that has been divided a lot. And we've had three or four different subgroups in there, some wanting easing, some wanting tightening, some unsure, and they're still that way. So our leaders in the Federal Reserve and in the banking system essentially still really are not in agreement about what should be done. But one week it's, you know, we should ease, we'll ease by the third quarter or fourth quarter. The next week is the decision is no. You know, we're not seeing enough inflation. Inflation is probably going to fall below 1%. And they want inflation at any cost, and they want more inflation than they want deflation because they can't handle deflation.
Right.
Deflation is not the opposite of inflation. It's apples and oranges. So consequently, this group is undecided, and that really makes the markets quite difficult. Now, what we have had in the stock market, in the big stock market, is a runaway train.
Mm-hmm.
And the runaway train has been stimulated by liquidity. It's not an earnings-driven market. It's not a good economic stock market, if you will. It's been driven by liquidity.
Yeah.
And that will surely end in tears, Al.
You know, it's an interesting situation, Mike. I have to tell you, I don't have a PhD in economics, but I do have an MBA and an undergraduate degree in economics. And you know, as I've said on this particular forum many, many times, everything that's going on right now, all of the actions that are going on right now by, I guess I'd have to use the word, the leaders of our country, are totally contrary to almost everything that I learned both as an undergraduate and as a graduate student. It just, to me, it doesn't make sense. I believe the reason that all this stuff is going on right now is simply because our elected officials and the appointees who basically run the show want to keep their jobs at the risk of sounding totally, totally simplistic. They do not want to put the country in the difficult times that I believe are needed to come out the other side of this tunnel in the sunlight. You think I'm crazy?
No, not at all. The Europeans went the austerity route. It is so painful that it's hard to stay in it, and now there's been a lot of writing by academics to say, well, austerity isn't the solution. But surely, you know, good fiscal discipline, it doesn't have to be austere, but good fiscal discipline from Washington and from the Europeans and so on, can be made to bear on this problem. You know, taxes have to be raised. That affects the economy. And have to be raised if we want to reduce the deficit and reduce the debt load on the economy. So there's no easy way out of this, Al. That's what I'm basically trying to say.
Well, there isn't. No, there is no easy way out of it. You know, and a lot of my listeners, you know, they think I'm crazy because I happen to agree with you and other people when you say, you know, when you look at an income statement, if you want to make an income statement healthier, you simply must reduce expenses and you simply must increase revenues. And I think those people who are in the camp who are saying, you know, it's all about reducing expenses and leave the tax system the way it is, I don't agree with that. You know, I mean, we could go on, or we could discuss the fact that supposedly, you know, there are many people who say lower taxes are going to stimulate the economy and consequently cause the revenue side of the income statement to increase. And I'm sure that's true. I mean, sure, it just makes common sense. But the fact of the matter is, initially, revenues have to be increased, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. I do think they have to be. Certainly, the other side of this equation is the entitlement side of the economy.
Absolutely.
The two forces are heading for, you know, heading for a collision. And I'm not sure how it's going to be solved. Certainly, Washington, at least on the political side, has thrown almost all of the responsibility onto the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve cannot solve that problem. That is not a problem for quantitative easing. So consequently, you know, the economy is moribund.
Yeah.
You know, it's in neutral. It's in neutral at best. And so, you know, we're in a situation where we need some really brave leadership in Washington.
Yeah.
Sensible leadership. And we don't see that now. I also, by the way, I'm very concerned about the use of the IRS, the apparent developments that have occurred in Washington to monitor of political groups. That is just so astounding. That sort of thing only ever happens in economies that are headed the wrong way, if I can say that.
I have to agree with you 100% on that one. That is something that I think the administration, and I mentioned this when I was talking with the congressman, but I think the administration can get out of the situation in Benghazi. I think the administration can very probably get out of the situation regarding the IRS. I think a lot of excuses can be made. Whether or not people choose to believe those excuses, I think, is a different story. But, you know, the press corps is a very, very integral part of the United States. And I have to say, going after the press corps in the manner that the allegations, anyway, are pointing, certainly, I think, was a very, very large mistake on the part of the federal government, Mike. I really believe that. Michael, I know you're in a hurry to get off to the Cambridge House Conference in San Francisco. Appreciate your time. The studio dogs are very angry right now.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.